We left off in the middle of Perek Yudal and Hilchos Issur Bia. And the Rambam in the first few halachas talked about the specific process of how to treat a ger tzaddik. But now we're going to get into ger toshav for a couple halachas. He's going to explain what that is in a second. So halacha zayin, ezuhu ger toshav. Okay, so this is something that's also raised in the Torah. What's a ger toshav? Ze akum, so this is a non-Jew. Shekibo olav shlo yavod. What do you call it? Kachavim mazalos. So it's a non-Jew who accepts that he won't worship any idolatry. Im shar mitzvah shenistavu b'nei Noach, along with the other Noachide laws. V'lo mo v'lo tava. But he doesn't do milah or do go to the mikvah. Harezim mekablon oso. So we do accept him. In other words, we accept this this covenant, so to speak, that he's making with us. V'hu mechasidi umos olam. He's considered from one of the the better non-Jews. Lama nikra shmo toshav. So why is he called a toshav? In other words, why is it ger toshav? The vishem mutar lanu lehoshivo beinenu be'aretz Yisrael k'moshe b'ano b'ilchos akum. Because if he accepts upon himself the seven Noahide laws, including obviously not to worship idolatry, so he can live in Israel with us. And that's why it's called ger toshav. Halacha ches. Now ve'ein mekavlin ger toshav ela bizman sheyovel Noah. So the halacha ger toshav only exists in the times where Yovel actually functions. But today, let's say we had a non-Jew come along and say, I'm accepting every single mitzvah in the Torah, right? What do you call it? Except for, let's say, one derabanan, whatever, we wouldn't accept it, okay? You would have to go through the formal conversion process. Okay, halacha test, switching over to an eved, okay? Ha-eved anilkach min ha-akum. So let's say a servant is purchased from a non-Jew. Ain omer lo mara isa shabasa. We don't say to the eved, why did you decide to, so to speak, come over to our side? Ela omer lo ritzoncha shetikanes lekal abde Yisrael v'tiyem enek sherem alo. So we ask him, we say like this. We say, do you want to become like an eved Yisrael, all right, or not? Im ratza, if he wants to, modil no ikari adas, so mixas mitzvos kalos v'chamuros v'on shan uscharan k'mosh v'odiyan esager. So if he does want to, then we teach him some of the fundamentals of Jewish philosophy, a few of the minor and more stringent mitzvos, their punishments and rewards, just like a vital regular ger, umat vilin osok a ger, and he goes to the mikvah just like a ger would. Umodiyan osok kishuhu b'mayim, and we remind him again of these various concepts while he's in the water. However, vim lo rotzo l'kabel, let's say he does not want to go ahead and accept upon himself to become Eved Yisrael, megalgin alav kol shnei masar chodesh, kind of step to the side and wait for a year. Umochor l'akum. Okay, and then afterwards we sell him back to a non-Jew. Also the kaima yosra came. And basically we can't keep him as an eved for longer than that period of time. Then hisna alav, okay, let's say he puts in a tanai, a condition, mitchila from the outset, shelo yimav lo yitbo, that he says, I'm not going to get mila, I'm not going to go to the mikvah, eliye ger toshav. Rather, I prefer to be a ger toshav. Much of the kaima would also, kishu ger toshav. We can keep him around as an eved. If he's a Gertosha, like you said before, this will only work in the times when Yovel would apply. Halacha Yud. Ha'akum, when it comes to a non-Jew, ein asur malei mishum erva. Okay, so and this is the Rambam is going to get into some of the more interesting, relationship consequences of Gerim and non-Jews, etc. So a non-Jew, okay, ein asur malei mishum erva, el'imo be'eshes av v'achosom imo be'eshes ish, the Zachar Behema. Okay, so a non-Jew is not allowed to have sexual relations with the following people: his mother, his father's wife, his maternal sister, a married woman, a man, and an animal. Okay. Obviously, the list for a non-Jew is much shorter than for a Jew. Kamoshi's bar, Hilkos Mlachim Milchamosan. At the way end of the Mishnah Torah, after the Rambam will explain the specifics here. Aval Shar Rayos Mutarin Lahen, but other relations that would normally be prohibited to Jews are not prohibited to them. Okay. This will serve as an introduction to the next few halachas. Halacha Yud Aleph. Now, Akum Shenishkayer, the Eved Shenishtacher. Okay, so a non-Jew converts and an Eved is freed. Okay, Harehu Kikatan Shenola. So it's like a brand new baby that's born. The Kol She'er Basar She'er Hayulo Kishu Akum O Kishu Eved Einan She'er Basar. It's very interesting halacha. So all the relatives, right, that existed to him when he was a non-Jew are no longer his relatives anymore. Okay, when he converts, then this Gairahu, Behem, Enochai, Va'achas, Behem, Mishum, Erva, Klal. And technically speaking, if he converts, okay, and any one of his relatives converts as well, there would be actually no Torah prohibition for them to have sexual relations with each other. So again, just to emphasize, a non-Jew, once he converts, all his relatives in the eyes of Judaism are no longer actual relatives, as if his mother is not there. And if his, let's say, mother converts, okay, midaraisa, it would not be prohibited for him to have sexual relations with his mother. Okay, he's like a cut, they're both like a cut and shenola. Allah yabay, so din Torah, shemutal akam, shenisa ima achal sam ima, sheniskaira. So we see in mipi la Torah, it's permitted for a non-Jew to go ahead and marry his mother, right, after they both convert. Abba chachamim, of course, asu dabar zeh, right? The chachamim asked for this. Why? Kidei shelo yomru bonu mikadusha chamura l'kadusha kala. It would be very bad for the non-Jew when he converts to think he's going from a world of, let's say, stringent kedusha to one where it's more lenient, right? She'emesh ha'isolazu asura v'hayim muteres. Because yesterday, right, she was prohibited to me, but today my mother is permitted to me. Not only that, v'chein ger shebal imo alachoso, right? V'hi b'giyusa reze kabal anachris. And not only that, if he went ahead, if the ger had sexual relations with, let's say, his mother, right, and she's still not Jewish, that's as if he had sexual relations with a non-Jew. It's not that it's no longer having sexual relations with his mother. Okay, to expand on this a bit, Allah Yigimol, Ketza Din Hagerim Bar Rayos. Okay, so what's the halacha by Gerim and Rayos? Shel She'er Basar. So how does it work? What's the halacha of Gerim when it comes to the relatives? Okay, so he's going to get a little more specific here. Ima Yan Nasui Kishu Akum Ima Olacho. So let's say he was married when he was a non-Jew, okay, to his mother, right, Benis Gairu, and they converted. Then they would have to go ahead and get separate. But let's say he was married to another normative prohibited set of relationship, Benis Gairu Ishto, and then him and his wife do convert, then they are able to stay together. Ger Aser Bisher Ha'im. The ger is prohibited to go ahead and marry any maternal relatives after he converts. But he is permitted to go ahead and marry his paternal relatives. Even if he knows for sure that these are his parental relatives. Kagon, to omen, like for instance, twins. That it's clear that the father of this one is the father of that one. Nonetheless, the Chachamim were not misakein on paternal relatives. Levikach, therefore, nosi ager eishes achiv me'aviv, ve'eishes achi aviv, ve'eishes aviv, ve'eishes beno. Right? So therefore, the ger is actually allowed to marry, just an example, the wife of his paternal brother. Right? Even though that woman's married to his brother, after he converts. So too, for example, his mother's sister, right? And not only that, his daughter who converts is mutter to him. But he can't marry maternal, meaning his aunt, from his mother, so as you said before, in these situations, maternal relatives are still a problem. Right, but if, let's say, for instance, a woman marries her brother while he is a non-Jew, she's actually technically permitted to him. So again, we see some of the interesting consequences, halachic wrinkles when it comes to ger. Now, shnei achim to omim. Let's say you have two brothers who are twins. Hashahaisa horasan shelo b'kedusha, that they were conceived when their parents were not Jewish, the mother was not Jewish, but they dusim the kedusha. But when they were born, the mother was Jewish. Chayavim mishum eishes ach. Then it would be usher for them to have sexual relations with each other's wives, right? Because of the isser of eishes ach. Halacha tesvav. Now hanose giyores ubita. Okay, let's say a man marries a female ger, right, and her daughter, right, ubita hagiyores. Or let's say he marries two maternal sisters who converted. Yoshevim achas mehen, he could stay with one. Umegarash ashniya, but he must divorce the other. Nasa giyores umesa, let's say he marries a female convert and she dies. Harezim mutter lisa ima obitash, right? He would then be permitted to marry his mother-in-law. Shelo gazru elabachayen, because the gzera only applies when they're alive. It's permitted for a man to marry two paternal sisters who converted, because the chachamim were not misakin on paternal relatives. Now, shnios, as we recall, shnios are rabbinically prohibited sexual relationships. Hashnios kul mo gozul le'am begerim. So shnios do not apply at all by gerim. So l'ficha, for example, mutar agera lisa emimo. A ger can marry his grandmother, his maternal grandmother. But no sodom gioris, right? And a person can marry a convert, the emimo obas bas bita, v'kei mishar shnios. And for example, and is the daughter of his daughter's daughter. All the shnios would be mutar. Okay. Excuse me, switching back to Eved. Ha'Eved mutar lisa imo. So an Eved is allowed to marry his mother, kishu Eved, when he's an Eved. Vein sarach lomar bito v'achoso, kiyotz of hen, and he's also allowed to marry his daughter and sister. Shekevar yotza mikal akum. Remember, the Eved's in this kind of purgatory, or neutral state. He's no longer a non-Jew. Vein haraya sasurus al akum, asurus alav. And the sexual prohibitions that are prohibited to the non-Jew are not prohibited to him. V'lo ba'al l'kal Yisrael, but he hasn't quite become a Jew yet. Kadesh yasru lav haraya sasurus al gerim. To prohibit for him the arayos and normally would be prohibited to a Jew. Allah Ches, B'yir Ali, this is of course the Rambam's own Svara, She'im ba Eved ala Zachar v'Omehema Yahargu. The Rambam, even though the Eved's neutral, the Rambam says, not as neutral as you think, he surmises that an Eved who has sexual relations with a male or an animal should get killed. She'isr shtei arayos ilu shava b'chol adam. Because the Rambam maintains that the Isser of these two specifically are equal among all men. Finally, Allah Yates, Avadim Shinishtakru, Hare and Kagirim, right? So servants who become freed are just like converts. Kol Shasu the Gerim Russell Hen. Kol Mutter the Gerim Mutter Hen. Anyone usher to the Ger is usher to an Eved who's freed, and anyone Mutter to Ger is Mutter to an Eved who's freed. No sin Adam Shivchasu the Avdo, the Eved Chavera. A person is allowed to give a Shivcha to his Eved or to the Eved of his friend. Umosar Shivcha Achas Shne Avadim, the Chatila. He can give one shifcha to two avadim. Okay, and basically they're treated like an animal. The shifcha shehim yuchedes leved o sheinim yuchedes achas yilafi shein ishus el yisrael ol akum. So a shifcha, okay, that's set aside, let's say for an eved or not. Okay, there's no real idea of marriage here. Okay, only to a Jew or to a non-Jew. Avalo levadim al avadim lo levadim al yisrael. But there's no idea of actual marriage between an Eved to an Eved or an Eved to a Jew. Okay, that finishes Parak Yud Dalet. Parak Tes Vav basically deals with all the halachas of a mamzer. Okay, we've seen mamzer briefly before. The Rambam will now explain what is a mamzer. And we're going to go through all the various scenarios of the prohibition of mamzer. Okay, not only how it emerges, but also how it applies in cases of marriages. Okay, and we'll do the first few halachas in that. So halacha aleph, ezuhu mamzer ha'amor b'torah. So what's a mamzer that's brought down the Torah? Zehaba me'erva min ha'arayos. Okay, it is someone, it's a child who's born through a relationship that is prohibited. Chutz min anida. Okay, except for nida, meaning if a man had sexual relations with a woman while she was anida, their son would not be a mamzer. Shaben mimena pakum in a mamzer. So the ben is damaged, so to speak, but it's not a mamzer. Aval habal shaharayos, but in any other prohibited sexual relationship, bein be'ones, bein be'ratzon, whether it is rape or willingly, bein be'zona, bein be'shgaga, whether it's on purpose or accidentally, havlad mamzer. The child is considered a mamzer. Ve'echad zichar ve'echad nekevo, so it doesn't matter if it's men or women. Asur la'olam, right? The mamzer is, prohibited forever. Shemar gam dor asiri kolomar olam. When the Torah says even the 10th generation, it means that status is a permanent status upon the child. Halacha beis echad mamzer shenasa yisraelis or yisraeli shenasa mamzeres. If a mamzer marries a Jewish woman, or if a Jewish man marries a female mamzer, kevan shebaolo achar kiddushin lokin. Once they have sexual relations, meaning nisuin, after the kiddushin, they get malchus. Kiddush v'lo ba'al ein aloka. But if they just do erusin and they do not have sexual relations, then there's no malchus. Ba'al v'lo kiddush. Let's say they had sexual relations with each other, but did not actually have erusin. Ein aloka. mishum mamzerus, right? They don't get makos because of mamzerus. Shein lecha b'chol chayav elavin mishaloka al beila below kedushin, because in all the prohibitions that you get makos for sexual relations, right, below kedushin, they don't exist below kedushin without irisin. Ela kohen gadol ba'amana kaboshi zbar, except for the case of the kohen gadol who has sexual relations with a widow. Hamachzir grushaso, okay, let's say a man remarries his wife, okay, that he divorced. Misha nasa savlad kasher shere ina erva, okay. Meaning, let's say a man remarries his wife after she marries another person, then we say the kids are considered kasher because she's not considered, technically speaking, an erva. Okay, alacha gimel. Akum ve'eved habal bas Yisrael. Okay, if a non-Jew or an eved, right, has sexual relations with a Jewish woman, havlad kasher, the child is okay. Bein penuya, whether the woman was not married, ben ishish, whether she was married, bein bonus, bein ratzon, whether it's rape or willingly. Akum ve'eved habayim amamzeres, but let's say a non-Jew or a servant have sexual relations with a female mamzer, then havlad mamzer, the vlad would be considered, the child is a mamzer. Umamzer habal la'akum, havlad akum. If a mamzer, a male mamzer, has sexual relations with a non-Jewish woman, the child is considered not Jewish, okay? Nizgayer, okay, but let's say the child converts, hariyu kasher kashar gerim, the child is considered perfectly fine. Then baal ashivcha, okay, let's say he has, the mamzer has sexual relations with a maidservant, havlad eved, the vlad is considered a servant. Shachro havlad kasher, when the child, let's say, is freed, he's kasher, kashar avad the mishukar, and he's considered like any other freed servant, mutter b'vas Yisrael, and he's permitted to marry a Jewish woman. So explain, what's this principle? Lafa dalet, zeakla, right? Ben haba min ha'eved o min ha'akum, min ha'shifcha min bas ha'akum, right? So a son, okay, that comes from a servant, or a non-Jew, or from a maidservant, or from the daughter of a non-Jew, harehu ki'imo, ve'imashki kanalav, it always goes by the mother, as we all know, and not by the father. Lefi davar zeh, because of this, hitiru l'mamzer lisa shifcha, okay? That's why the Chachamim permitted a mamzer to marry a shifcha, litair es banav, to, so to speak, remove the status of mamzer from the kids. Sharehu mishachar osam, because eventually they'll be freed, however, they did not allow, they did not prohibit the shifcha of marrying a mamzer, because this way he can go ahead and, so to speak, make his sons kasher, make his sons acceptable to remove the status of being a mamzer. Let's say, of course, the case is a person is half slave, half free. Habal ishus ish, who has sexual relations, who commits adultery, okay, with a married woman. Oso habein, that son, ein lo takana, he has no way of being legitimate. Meshet sad mamzeris, but sad kashrus muravimbo, because he's, so to speak, he's a mixture of mamzer and okay. Therefore, lefikach asu b'shifcha, therefore he can't marry a maidservant, minim subano kamotzal olam, and his sons will be just like him forever. Halach avav, na akum a non-Jew who habala shifcha shetabla. Let's say a non-Jew has sexual relations with a shifcha who had gone to the mikvah. Harei ze eved. Okay, the kids are now servants. The eved shetabal, but let's say an eved went to the mikvah. Shebal akum, who then had sexual relations with a non-Jewish woman. Havlad akum, the child is not Jewish. Holech acharim, because we always go after the mother. Aval akum, but a non-Jew, habal al shifcha akum. Let's say a non-Jewish man has sexual relations with a non-Jewish maidservant. O eved akum, or a non-Jewish servant, Shabal akum baskoren, that has sexual relations with a non-Jewish free woman, holech achar zakar. This is the case where we go actually after the father. Halach hazayin. Now mamzer mutter lisa giyaris. A mamzer actually can marry a female convert. Vechen mamzeres mutaras lager. And a female mamzer can marry a male ger. Valbana mishneim mamzerim. And the kids from both of them are considered to be mamzerim. Why? Shavlad holech achar hapagum, because the child goes after the damaged one, so to speak. Shenemar bikhal Hashem, within the, so to speak, the congregation of God. The kahal gerim eino kari kahal Hashem, but the congregation of gerim is not really considered, technically speaking, kahal Hashem. Alach ches. Now giyoresh nasos leger. Let's say a female convert marries a male convert. The holido ben, right, and they have a son. even though both conceiving of the child and the birth was done while they were Jewish, nonetheless, he's still mutter to marry a female mamzer. Even the son of the son of the son, great grandson, until basically this connection, this tie to the status of being a ger is forgotten, and they won't even know anymore that he's a ger. After that, then he'll be also to marry a female mamzer. It doesn't matter if it's a convert or if it's an eved that's freed. The halacha is the same for both. Halacha tes, ger shenasa bas Yisrael, right? A ger that marries a Jewish woman, o Yisrael, or a man or a Jewish man shenasa gyores that marries a female convert, havlad Yisrael lechol davar, the child is considered Jewish in every way, v'aser b'mamzeres, and therefore he cannot marry a female mamzer. And finally, we end the halacha yud, shlosha mamzerehen. So there's three types of mamzers. There's a mamzer vadai, okay, which means he's clearly a mamzer. There's a mamzer safek, where we're not sure. And then there's mamzer divrei sofrim, a rabbinical mamzer. So ezuhu mamzer vadai, so what's an obvious mamzer? Zeshabam in erva hodos, kumashmianu. The cases the Rama mentioned before, okay, where it's clear this relationship was prohibited, and therefore the child that comes out to mamzer. Well, mamzer safek, what's that? That's a case where the child came from a doubt about the sexual relationship. Kagon, habal isha sheniskatcha. For instance, let's say he has sexual relations with a woman after she had erison, suffic kedushin, right? Where there's a question about the kedushin. Or this garsha suffic erison, or there's a question about being divorced. Uchiyotze behen, medivrei sofrim, right? Okay, uchiyotze behen. Now, what about rabbinical, medivrei sofrim? Kagon, isha sheshama shameis baila. Let's say, for instance, a man hears that her husband died. Vanessa, she gets remarried. Right, Baila Kayam, and it turns out her husband's alive. Ubal Baila Rishon Alea, right? And then the first husband comes back and has sexual relations with her. Bitachashini, while she's still married to the second guy. Hareya ben Mamzer Medivri Sofim. That child is considered now a rabbinical Mamzer. Okay, we'll stop here, and we'll continue this parak tomorrow.